The most significant recent development in the project was the decision earlier this year by the giant mining company Anglo American to withdraw from the Pebble Mine project and the partnership that was created to guide the project through permitting and development. John Shively is a former commissioner of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and he was handpicked to lead the Pebble Limited Partnership. He took issue with the statement of one of the leading critics of the Pebble Mine project that was made shortly after Anglo American's announcement.
This is a statement by Jason Matrokin, the CEO of Bristol Bay Native Corporation. Today's announcement is a positive development. Well, you know, I have to say that I don't believe many people in this room think that having a well-run multinational corporation withdrawing from a major project, a world-class project in the state, is a positive development.
Shively then spoke about the ongoing project by the EPA to put together a watershed assessment for the Bristol Bay region with a specific focus on the Nooshigak and Quijack River watersheds, which would be the two systems in danger if there was significant contamination associated with development of a mine.
If we tried to go to permitting with the insignificant amount of work that the EPA has done on their watershed assessment, we would be summarily dismissed.
Early on in last Thursday's presentation, John Shively focused on the potential economic benefits that the proposed Pebble Mine might provide. He cited a study done by the well-known economic firm IHS Global Insight that estimated there would be over 4,000 jobs created during construction of the Pebble project.
We figured it'll be $6 to $8 billion to construct this project, which for a mine is a large expenditure. It has national implications, because outside the oil and gas industry, you don't find very many $6 to $8 billion projects. We'll have about $1 billion spend in operation, so it'll be a significant economic engine for the state.
Shively contends the Lake and Peninsula Borough would take in about $30 million a year in new revenue, which he said would allow the borough to improve infrastructure like schools. He put the take for the state of Alaska at between $115 million to $150 million a year in new tax revenue, and as he's done many times recently, Shively labeled the proposed Pebble Mine project as a state asset.
It's a $300 to $500 billion state asset on state lands. So the royalty, of course, some of that goes into the permanent fund. One sort of aspect of the taxes we pay the state that we've found interesting is that we will pay more in taxes than the entire commercial fishing industry currently pays. Not just Bristol Bay, but the entire commercial fishing industry.
One of the major concerns expressed by many opponents of the Pebble Mine project is that it could negatively impact the massive commercial salmon fishery in Bristol Bay, which has recently been given a complete economic worth of over $1.5 billion a year, according to a recent study. Shively admitted that it's a huge commercial driver for the economy of the Bristol Bay region and beyond.
The problem is that as time has gone on, it has become less and less relevant to many of the local people. So if you look at the drift net permits, which are the ones where generally people make the most money in the salmon fishery, 59% of them are owned by people that do not live in Alaska.
The fate of the Pebble Mine project is definitely in flux, as it appears the official release of the mine plan and the subsequent permit applications has once again been delayed. However, Shively says the Pebble deposit is too significant to be ignored forever.
I mean, there isn't any question in my mind that when, and I say when, Pebble is built, it will change the future for a whole bunch of people in rural Alaska. Now, people like the Natural Resources Defense Council, they don't care about that future. If they're successful, they go away. They don't leave anything in the region. There's no additional economic development, no help for people. They're gone on to their next campaign. So for us, it is about trying to take this opportunity and give it to people that need it.
Shively didn't speak to timelines during his presentation, but later in last week's conference, the president of Northern Dynasty Minerals confirmed that the much-anticipated mine plan will not be released this year. That also apparently means the project won't be entering permitting anytime soon, as Northern Dynasty continues to look for a partner to take the place of the departed Anglo American. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.